This is a real BS show on a very chilly, chilly, snowy day.
Very cold.
Very cold. You got any chilly music?
I got some chilly music.
All right. Well, we could use, well, you know what? We should play some hot music.
Put the shivers down your spine.
Yeah, well, this will make you chilly. So, the Real BS Show, sponsored by BillsFirewood.com, coming at you with some chilly, chilly music.
I took an arrow to the heart. I never kissed a mouth that tastes like yours. Strawberries and something more. Oh yeah, I want it all. Lipstick on my guitar. Ooh. Fill up the engine, we can drive real far. Go dancing underneath the stars. Oh yeah, I want it all. You got me feeling like I wanna be that guy. I wanna kiss your eyes. I wanna drink that smile. I wanna feel like I'm, like my soul's on fire. I wanna stay up all day and all night. Yeah, you got me singing like ooh, I love it when you do it like that. And when you're close up, give me the shivers. Oh baby, you wanna dance till the sunlight cracks. And when they say the party's over, then we'll bring it right back. We'll say ooh, I love it when you do it like that. And when you're close up, give me the shivers. Oh baby, you wanna dance till the sunlight cracks. When they say the party's over, then we'll bring it right back into the car. On the back seat in the moonlit dark, wrap me up between your legs and arms. Oh, I can't get enough. You know you could tear me apart. Put me back together and take my heart. I never thought that I could love this hard. Oh, I can't get enough. You got me feeling like I wanna be that guy. I wanna kiss you right. I wanna drink that smile. I wanna feel like I, like my soul's on fire. I wanna stay up all day and all night. Yeah, you got me singing like ooh, I love it when you do it like that. And when you're close up, give me the shivers. Oh baby, you wanna dance till the sunlight cracks. And when they say the party's over, then we'll bring it right back. We'll say ooh, I love it when you do it like that. And when you're close up, give me the shivers. Oh baby, you wanna dance till the sunlight cracks. And when they say the party's over, shiver with the fire. You got this thing that started. I don't want it to stop. You know you make me shiver. Baby, you got so hot. You make me shiver with the fire. You got this thing we started. I don't want it to stop. You know you make me shiver. Yeah, you got me singing like ooh, I love it when you do it like that. Then you're close up. You wanna dance till the sunlight cracks. And when they say the party's over, then we'll bring it right. Oh no, ooh, I love it when you do it like that. And when you're close up, give me the shiver. Baby, you wanna dance till the sunlight cracks. And when they say the party's over, then we'll bring it right back. Yeah.
The Real BS Show coming at you. Seth, say hello to the people.
Hello, people.
There you go. That's Seth.
Yeah, I'm here.
That's
warm.
The S of the BS show.
Right. We don't, it doesn't mean anything else.
I'm the B and he's the S. Yeah. And it is snowing outside.
Yeah, very much.
Terrible, terrible, awful weather.
And slippery.
Oh, slippery, snowing, icy. Oh, what a mess. What a mess.
This is the worst kind of snow to drive in because it rained beforehand, froze,
yeah,
and then
rained.
Snowed on top.
Rained last night. I could hear it on the roof. Yeah. So now it's, what a mess. And now it's going to go down to zero over the weekend.
That's the fun part.
Oh, geez. What springtime. Whew. So I thought Al Gore, back in the 90s, he said the North Pole was going to melt and go away. It was going to warm up so much. I think the North Pole is bigger than it's ever been.
You know,
jeez.
I think what we're missing is a cyclic nature of this, you know, the freeze thaw. You know, when I was a kid, you know, snow stayed around the whole winter.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's like crazy, you know, like you'll have it all melt away, and then all of a sudden it just slams you again, and you'll have more snow again. But lately, in the past 3 weeks or 4 weeks, it's been steady. We've had
it's
a steady
been cold,
snow.
That's cold, for sure.
Yeah,
my water's been froze for a week now. I give up. I ain't gonna crawl under there and try to.
We're gonna send some blowtorches under there.
I'll probably burn
my house. Joking, don't
down.
Do that.
I just screw it. I just get bottles of water. You know, get to fill them up at the neighbors and. Whew, what a mess.
How are the deer handling this?
Boy, they look like they got their winter coats on. I mean,
they look fluffy.
They show up every day, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
Fluffy
boom.
And everything.
Yeah. Well, standing and looking in the window. Say, so, come on, let's bring out the corn.
Licking their lips.
I don't.
Do the bucks have velvet yet on their
I don't see any bucks. All I see is just dough, lots of dough.
Yeah.
Probably a dozen or more that just show up every day.
Jeez. Yeah, it's a matter of just staying warm out there. I can't imagine how nature just, you know, the animals out there just survive, and they survive in this as, and we're sitting there, you know, with, you know, suffering away with the cold, you know. And
I don't know how they do it. I just, man, I don't know. I guess the guys that are hibernating. I think about the frogs. They're down underneath the water. They're all frozen underneath there.
Right.
They got the right idea. Just go hibernate underneath the water.
Get out of this element. Yeah.
Yeah. Wake up when it's everything's warm again.
Talking about the summer, man. You know, did you know the Monkees released an album in 2016?
You mean 1966?
No.
That's the only Monkees I know.
Well, the same Monkees. In their older years, in 2016, released an album, and I was shocked. I didn't know about this.
Well, they must have run out of money.
but now only one Monkees left, you know, and of the four, the rest of the three have passed away since 2016.
Oh,
and,
man.
And so now...
Ain't nothing sacred.
No.
Jeez.
But these guys, you know, the three that passed away, they worked all four together and made an album. And some of the music is actually pretty darn good. I was shocked.
Now, they did new songs?
New
or,
songs.
Oh, okay. Completely so nobody new. Will recognize them then.
No, these are new songs.
Oh, well.
I don't think we've ever played these before. That's why I was kind of like.
Well, knock yourself out. I didn't bring no music. I have no idea what we're doing today.
But we're just BSing. You
yeah.
Know? I mean,
yeah.
But this. But
real BSing.
But the thing is like, we never played these songs before. I'm asking if you, just to make sure.
I don't think so. I didn't know anything. We might have played some old ones.
Right, right.
But nothing from this new stuff.
Uh-uh. Yeah. I just thought that, you know.
Monkees, three of them are gone, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I can look it up afterwards.
That means I'm getting close to the finish line myself.
They were in their 80s, weren't they?
I have no idea.
We'll look it up here in a second here while this music plays.
All right, well, play some music and we'll cipher.
Even the weatherman say no.
right, Seth.
Yeah.
Lay it on us.
So I looked it up
research
here. Yeah, I did a little bit of research. There is only one alive. It's Mickey Dolenz, right? Is that his name?
Right. That sounds right.
Davy Jones died at 66 years old in 2012.
Wow.
Mike Nesmith died in 2021. That was this last year. Peter Tork died in 2019. So yeah, Mickey's only the one left, and you know, we have one more song we can play of theirs that's new, and I thought it was amazing. It's actually, I prefer this next song a lot because it's a really nice song.
Well, play it. You the boss here. Yeah,
let's roll it.
Silly messages and pictures directing traffic in the mall or buzzing with some brand new shoes. She never fails to surprise. She makes me laugh.
Monkeys for you.
They're monkeying,
you know,
around.
I listened to them when I was a kid, you know that?
Yeah.
They were on TV. They were more of a comedy act than anything.
Right.
But they had some good tunes, you know, I'm a Believer and a few other things like that, but I didn't know they were real musicians.
Yeah. I was shocked that when I, like I said earlier, I was shocked that they released an album in 2016 and it slipped
past
me.
Well, like I said, they run out of money, you know, so they gotta cook up some more. But revenue.
It's one of those things, like, you know, when artists, you know, they are getting older or they pass away, you look back on their music catalog and with a different light. And
maybe I should quit playing music. I mean, those guys all came back and did an album and boom, they all died. Well, all but one died.
Yeah. I don't know. Boy. They're, you know, I think that making music is in some people's blood. And you have to do it. You know, some people don't have that, you know.
Well, if you got all the right connections, you can make a buck, too.
Oh, sure. But you think about it, though. There's a difference between, okay, good example is, I think you're a very talented musician. I'm not just saying that because I'm your friend. But
I just shoot from the hip.
But you're like a jazz musician. You can just flex to the song so well. And most people, they'll tell this to people, you know, tell kids this in high school or school or elementary school or whatever, that everybody's creative. And I don't agree with that. I don't think everybody is creative.
Not everyone can drive a tow truck.
No, no. And there's nothing wrong with that.
You don't have the...
Creativity is not what makes this country move. It does to a point. It leads people. But at the end of the day, creativity is done by a select few people. They have the ability for that. They're born naturally with that.
Well, look at Mike, our keyboard vocalist and everything.
Yeah.
Boy, he's a creative guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that's something you don't see that every day.
I don't have it. Not like him. Holy cow!
But it's a spectrum. You know, it's kind of like some people are super creative, and such up there that they're so creative, they're also dysfunctional in other areas. But I think that's kind of what I'm going into with Chris Cornell. He passed away. He was super creative.
Chris Cornell?
Yeah, he was a singer, and personally, I think he was one of the best singers of the 90s and 2000s.
I never met the guy.
But he was a very famous rock star of Soundgarden and, many other bands.
I think I took the 90s off. I didn't listen to nothing.
It was a different time, you know?
Yeah.
But this is one of those ones where I look at and think the guy had such great potential, but he had a lot of drug problems too. And that's what ended up taking his life. He was addicted to drugs, and I think those kind of go hand in hand. You know, I'm not condoning drug use, but I think that creative people...
We've got too much time on their hands, that's all.
And they get stuck in that loop there, you
too
know?
Too much money, too much time.
Too much fun.
Yeah.
You know? But I look at that...
They think they're immortal.
That's the other part. They think they're immortal, that nothing can happen to them. We kind of, you know, I heard this saying once that everybody... When they get older, they still feel like they're 18 years old somewhat in their head.
Oh, yeah. I feel that way till I wake up.
Yeah.
You know, I got to get out of bed. And I say, oh, brother.
I feel the same way in a lot of ways myself. In my head, I don't. It's not that I'm immature per se, you know, but more along the lines of I wake up and realize, oh, yeah, I'm 38 years old. I'm not 18 anymore. That was 20 years ago. That's dawning upon me more and more that I'm, you know, not...
You just wait another 20 years. Oh, man.
Right.
But are we going to do? Oh, you want to play a Chris Cornell tune?
Yeah.
I don't even know if I ever heard of him. Maybe I've never heard him.
This is a cover of a song. Guns N' Roses, Patience, he covered their song.
Oh, yeah.
But did it to acoustic. And a little bit of electronic music.
Well, let's whip that one out and see what happens.
Shed a tear,
This is the Real BS Show, right, Seth?
That's right. We're real.
And it's cold outside and snowing.
That's no BS.
No, that's for real. We'll call this a winter storm alert warning.
Yeah.
Warning alert or whatever.
Yeah, it's slippy outside, as they say around here.
Yeah, drive a little bit slower.
Yeah.
Have a little patience.
Yeah. Elsewhere, they say slippery. Around here, they say slippy.
Slippy?
Yeah.
Where?
Around here, yeah.
Union City?
Yeah.
No
kidding. It's like a Pittsburghese kind of thing.
Huh, yeah. I never heard that.
Yeah, you'll hear it occasionally, not all the time.
I never heard that.
But yeah, you know.
And I've been around a long time.
How about urn? You ever hear urn?
Urn?
Urn your clothes?
Oh, iron?
Yeah, iron. Yeah, that's a, urn is Pittsburghese.
Yeah,
you know?
that's
yins? You ever hear yins?
Yeah, my cousins talk like that.
There you go.
Down here in Freiburg, and Knox, and Clarion, and all down around there.
Yeah.
Ridgeway.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm sure talking about earlier about we were talking about people that in the past that went through some dark times, you know, and drug abuse and things like that. And this next song, I think, is an example of that. You know, it's one that, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. You're going to surprise me, too.
Yeah. You know, some people, when they're going through drug abuse or things, other things that are similar to that, they don't realize until, but they do realize it a little bit what's going on with the hurt, you know?
They just don't know it's the end.
No.
You know, they just don't think that it's going to do them in.
Yeah. And
know,
I think
they don't know how close they are.
I think this is one of the ones that, you know, kind of summarizes even the original writer of this, Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails, he wrote this song. And Johnny Cash covered it. And when Trent Reznor heard Johnny Cash's rendition, he just put his hands up and says, Johnny owns it, basically. I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, Johnny Cash really took the song.
That's amazing because Johnny Cash, I never liked anything he did.
No.
Not really.
No. No. He was kind of a, let's say,
show off.
Generic, you know, in a lot of ways, but some of the last album he did was pretty decent, I thought.
But it had more than three chords in it, and he was confused.
Yeah. but you know, looking at a lot of the things that in the past, when people, you know, you look at friends you knew or people you knew.
Is Johnny Cash still alive?
No, he passed away.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good. And if he hears me say that, he
no.
won't beat me up.
No, no. Actually, he passed away about a few months after his wife passed away. So it was kind of one of those.
Carter? Like, Roseanne Carter, whatever?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's kind of a rough one there.
Well, everybody I used to know is gone.
Yeah. Whew. Yeah, it's...
That's scary. I don't know.
For me, with this past 2 years, you know, with COVID, you know, there's quite a few people that I've known that I've lost, and some to COVID and some for other reasons. And it's really difficult, you know, in a matter of, like, I think 3 months or 2 months, I lost, no, heck, a month, 1 month, I lost three people out that were family members, you know, and I think that's the thing that's really rough is seeing that happen. One of them was my great aunt. She, when she passed away, I was at least able to tell her the family history that I found out, and she was able to tell me things that she found out or knew, you know, from her past. And so I at least had that information walking away, you know, when she passed away. It wasn't like, you know, an emptiness, like we don't know. No, we found out some resolution to some of the things in the past, you know, family history and stuff like that. And so that was neat. But, you know, she was a very witty woman, for instance, you know, and so that's going to be missed. You know, she just always could crack a joke, even though she was 95 years old. And that's
she,
always
she can say things and get away with
oh,
it.
Oh, easily.
Other people couldn't.
Oh, yeah. She was very, very vocal kind of thing about that kind of stuff. And she could say things. I won't repeat it here because some of it was really raunchy.
Well, let's hear Johnny Cash. I mean, you got his recording up and ready to go.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, let's hear. I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm all ears.
Okay.
I hurt myself today.
to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else, I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself, I would find a way.
Johnny Cash, who would have guessed?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, he married Roseanne Carter,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, June, yeah.
Did she die too?
Yeah, she died a month before him. Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, that was a weird one. You know, I grew up on Johnny Cash. I wasn't a huge fan of his, but what got me, it was his last album he did. And the songs he picked on that album were very distinct songs that, why did he pick these songs? And it's like,
were they covers?
They were all covers. And I think that was the part that he picked these songs, I think except for the first song on the title of the album, When the Man Comes Around, I think he wrote that one or had a part in writing it. But the rest of them were like just covers that he did, and he took his own rendition to them. And they have something unique about him because he had his storytelling abilities. He wasn't, you know, he was a good singer somewhat, you know, not the best singer, but.
Well, when you get good equipment and everything together,
right.
and you get really distinct and everything.
But he was a storyteller, like Bob Dylan.
You don't
Dylan,
have to be good.
Just... You know, Bob Dylan was a storyteller too in a lot of ways. And I think Johnny Cash had that ability as well in some of his songs, you know. And a lot of people, especially people like in prison and stuff like that, related to him in that regard because he was able to, like, touch base with them, you know. He hit their soul in a certain way with the music. And I think that's what, in a lot of ways, you think about music. It can give you personal fulfillment. Like, you feel great about, you know, doing it yourself. But then, really, you're doing it for out there, the people out there, to hear and feel, have some kind of feeling to it.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a whole different. If you've never sang or never played in a band or never recorded anything,
right?
It's a whole different thing, because when you're listening, it's one thing, but when you're actually doing it, it's a whole different feeling, whole different experience, and it just changes you. You know, you just, your outlook on music changes completely.
When you were in Boys Night Out, and I helped you guys set up and stuff like that, and get, you know, prepped and everything, and set the amps and everything, and speakers and mics and all that jazz. Yeah. It was amazing to see how many people got out and start dancing, and the feeling of the band changed when that happened. Like, all the people start getting up dancing, they're out there, you know, dancing, and you guys became more lively when that started happening. Like, it was like a change in the tempo, the change in the spirit of the song. It became more energetic.
Yeah, it adds a little fun to it when other people are enjoying it too.
Right.
You know, gives you energy, or it gives you a little boost.
Right.
You know what I
mean? Right.
You think that, well, wow, something we're doing is actually enjoyable.
But you guys were always, I thought you guys were always a good band, you know. You as a bassist really drove that band too, you know, in a lot of ways. And the band you're in now, the same thing. In a lot of ways, you lead it, you know, and the bass.
They get
playing.
Lost, I just tell them, follow me. That's all. <Yeah. laughs> You get lost, just follow me.
There's a reason why Bill's the rhythm section. No, I'm joking.
Hey.
But no, this next one is.
It'll all be forgotten anyway, so you know, who cares?
One of the things in this next one here is it's just another storytelling song, and I thought it was a nice song.
Well, let's end the day with that,
because
we got to go out and battle the snow.
Yeah, we got to get our shovels ready.
Yeah. All right, so let's end the night. Thanks, everybody, for showing up, and let's hear some Johnny Cash.
Early one morning, with time to kill, I borrowed Jeb's rifle and sat on the hill. I saw a lone rider crossing the plain. I drew a bead on him to practice my aim. My brother's rifle went off in my hand. A shot rang out across the land. The horse he kept running, the rider was dead. I hung my head, I hung my head. I set off running to wake from the dream. My brother's rifle went into the sheen. I kept on running into the Southlands. That's where they found me, my head in my hands. The sheriff, he asked me, why had I run? And then it came to me, just what I had done. And all for no reason, just one piece of lead. I hung my head, I hung my head. Here in the courthouse, the whole town was there. I see the judge high up in his chair. Explain to the courtroom what went through your mind. And we'll ask the jury what verdict they find. I felt the power of death over life. I orphaned his children, I widowed his wife. I beg their forgiveness, I wish I was dead. I hung my head, I hung my head. I hung my head, I hung my head. Early one morning, with time to kill, I see the gallows up on the hill. And out in the distance, a trick of the brain, I see a lone rider crossing the plain. And he comes to fetch me to see what they done, and we'll ride together till kingdom come. I pray for God's mercy, 'cause soon I'll be dead. I hung my head, I hung my head, I hung my head, I hung my head.